Hello, thanks for coming. Again, my name is Megan Munn, and I'd like to also acknowledge Dr. Saba Macho and Dr. Archer, who helped with this project. I have nothing to disclose. So there exists a striking disparity in birth outcomes among black and white women in the United States. In 2011, the overall infant mortality rate for the United States was around 6.1 per 1,000 live births. However, for black women, it was nearly double that at about 11.4 per 1,000 live births. A similar trend is shown with preterm birth rates. For the United States as a whole, the preterm birth rate is about 12%. However, for black or African American women, it's near 17%. And understanding racial disparities in birth outcomes is a major focus of public health efforts. And a lot of research has been done looking at individual factors. However, recently, more research has focused on neighborhood level or community level factors that are involved with these adverse birth outcomes. And this study was conducted to examine the differences or the incidence of adverse birth outcomes among women who lived near public housing developments, and specifically those within the city of Richmond, Virginia. So in Richmond, Virginia, the Richmond Redevelopment and Housing Authority, or RRHA, provides affordable housing to low-income families, and it offers reduced rent payments depending on family size and income, and it currently operates 13 family developments in the city. So here are all the family developments. They're run by the Richmond, the RRHA. And as you can see, some of the older developments are also very, very large. And this resulted in a critique of public housing developments in the late 60s, early 70s, in that they were creating these large areas of concentrated poverty. And this resulted in a change at the federal policy level to focus more on smaller public housing developments. However, a lot of these places still exist, public housing developments still exist in Richmond. We got vital records data on all the singleton births in the Richmond metropolitan area that were born between January 1st, 1997 and December 31st, 2007. We used the mother's place of residence to geocode all the births onto a map of Richmond, Virginia using ArcGIS version 10 software. I then created a map layer that consisted of all the public housing developments in Richmond, Virginia. And I did that using maps by the RRHA and also using satellite images. So here's a map of Richmond, Virginia, and all the gray divisions are the block groups, but what you really need to look at are the yellow outlines of all the public housing developments that are around there. So also using the ArcGIS software, I created just simple buffer zones or just simple areas around the public housing developments. And so I created a first buffer zone that goes from the public housing developments to 1,000 feet out. And then I created a second buffer zone that went from 1,000 feet to 2,000 feet. And then we have a zone three that's basically everything else in the city. And I looked at the different births that occurred within these different zones. And our main outcomes of interest were preterm birth, which is delivery at less than 37 weeks gestation, and infant mortality, which is death before the infant's first birthday. I conducted descriptive and bivariate analysis, and I also used multivariate logistic regression in order to determine the association between proximity to public housing developments and adverse birth outcomes. And I retain confounders in the model if they change the estimate more than 10%. So there were 31,215 live births that were included in this data set. Overall, 12.4% were preterm, and 11 per 1,000 births was the infant mortality rate. Overall, our maternal characteristics, the average maternal age was about 26, about 65% were black or African American, about 60% had a high school diploma or less than high school education. There were 62% with no paternal presence indicated on the birth certificate. 31% had either inadequate or intermediate prenatal care, and we calculated that using the Caudill-Chuck Index. And about 10% reported tobacco use during pregnancy, and 2.4% reported illicit drug use during pregnancy. So here are the buffers that we created around the public housing developments. As you can see, the yellow, again, are the actual public housing developments. Then the blue area around that is buffer zone 1, and the pink area around that is buffer zone 2. And finally, the green area is the rest of the city, or our zone 3, which we use as a comparison group for our logistic regression modeling. So the breakdown of where our births occurred, about 10% were in the public housing developments, or about 3,200 births. There were a little bit over 2,700 births that were in our zone 1, or the first buffer zone. And there were about 2,150 births that occurred in zone 2, and then the remaining 74% of our births were in the other area, or the zone 3. So this is a breakdown of study characteristics. All of these were very significant. Obviously, we have a lot of categories, but as the important thing to note is a lot of the variables have the highest percentages for the public housing developments, and then as you move away from the public housing developments, it appears to have a rather dose response effect as you kind of move away. So looking at our bivariate analysis for infant mortality, we saw the highest infant death rates in the public housing developments at 21 per 1,000 live births. Then zone 1, so the area 1,000 feet around the public housing developments, had an infant mortality rate of 18 per 1,000 live births. And then zone 2 and zone 3 were very similar at 9.3 and 8.9, respectively. Looking at preterm birth rates, again, we saw the highest rate of about 16.7% of infants were born preterm whose mothers lived in the public housing developments. Then zone 1 and zone 2 were very similar at about 15% and 14.4%. And again, we saw the lowest rates in the remainder of the city, or zone 3, at about 11.3%. So in our models, again, we've created these two separate models for preterm birth and infant mortality. And we found the confounders that influenced both of them were maternal race, maternal education, and paternal presence. In addition, adequacy of prenatal care, again, the Kotelchuk Index, was a significant confounder for preterm birth. So here's the results of our multivariate logistic regression analysis. And as you can see, the crude odds ratios do sort of exhibit this rather stepwise effect of the highest risk being involved with a woman living in the public housing developments, and as you move away, to zone 2, it becomes a less effect. With the adjusted odds ratio, the effect for zone 1 was not significant. However, zone 2 still had about a 20% increased risk of being born preterm. A similar procedure was done for infant mortality rates. And again, you see the highest rates for the public housing developments. And in our adjusted model, it was about 40%, and it was approximately the same for women who lived 1,000 feet from the public housing developments. And for this, for infant mortality, zone 2 was not significant. So this research shows that geographic place influences birth outcomes, even when you're holding a lot of other factors like maternal race and education and prenatal care constant. So living in a housing development gave a woman a 26% increased risk of delivering a baby preterm and a 41% increased risk of losing that child within a year. Also, just living in the area 1,000 feet surrounding public housing developments gave an 11% increased risk of preterm birth and a 39% chance of infant mortality. And living within 1,000 and 2,000 feet of a public housing development produced a 19% increased risk of preterm birth. So a couple of strengths of this study are that we used 10 years of birth registry data, and that gave us enough power to analyze the relatively rare outcome of infant mortality and preterm birth. However, we were then limited by only the data that was available on the birth certificate, so there wasn't, you know, a lot of variables that we would have liked on there. And another limitation is this idea of concentrated poverty that might have been left over from some of these large public housing developments where they might have, our 1,000-foot and 2,000-foot buffer zones might not adequately capture the socioeconomic impact of those areas. And while this study does show that the epicenter of of these adverse birth outcomes are the public housing developments. I kind of see them as an opportunity that public health can use in order to create more opportunities for women to have access to prenatal care or other just general health services by opening up community health clinics in these public housing development areas. And there are the RRHA and Richmond City Health Department have started doing that by opening up small clinics in these housing developments. However, right now they're only doing things like doing blood pressure screenings and nutritional advice. But I think that this research gives evidence that if you expand those to include reproductive services and women's health services, you can have a real impact on infant mortality rates and preterm birth rates. And if they did open up such clinics and increase access, I think that future research could actually build off of this and look at those rates and see how they were affected by this intervention. So again, thanks to everyone at the Division of Epidemiology at VCU. And I guess we're doing questions later, so thank you.